Lee, when I spoke to you after the win at Saints last week, I could sense you were excited about this game. This was a massive game, wasn't it? And to come out on the right side of it, you must be delighted.
Yeah, I think, you know, tonight was a real test for us, and I knew it'd be a test coming into it. So obviously, you know, to pick 2 points up is, you know, really, really pleasing for the club, because like I said, we've won 3 times in the last 10 years against Wigan, and that's, you know, credit to them and the club that they've got. But I could sense, you know, during the week there was some real determination in focusing what we was doing, and thankfully we've done enough to get that result tonight.
Could you have asked for a better start, 16-0 up in double quick time?
No, really got out the blocks quick and you know, knew we needed to as well, and we bombed a couple of chances as well in the first half. But we never like to do things easy at our club. But yeah, look, we was under no illusion. We was coming up against the top side, and you look at the league table, there's absolutely nothing in it. And whichever team took their opportunities tonight, I felt was going to get the result, and thankfully it was us.
It got a bit tight towards the hour mark. They got back within 2. Were you worried at any time?
Yeah, I was. I felt the message went down. Look, we've gone in our shelly, and it felt like we was trying to hang on to the lead, and to try and hang on to a lead against Wigan for a 40-minute period. You know, you cannot do. You've got to come up with some momentum changer. Or a couple of penalties off the referee, whatever it may be, and you know, that momentum changer was Liam Watts' carry, you know, from open to short side, a phenomenal offload, and you know, the finish is as good as you'll see, you know, in the 2016 season for me.
Does the bravery of that play must please you as well?
He's a gambler. There's no doubt about that. You know, we used to that, and look, he's played that during the year, and it's not come off. So we have a rule, you know, if you're gonna push that pass, be prepared to defend it, and you know, thankfully it came off.
You've got a fantastic pack of forwards at the minute. I want to ask you about Mark Minicello. Yeah. Is there a better back row in the Super League?
Honestly, he's. I said tonight, you know, Bateman was phenomenal for them, and I think Mark is right up there. He makes, you know, tough carries where, you know, he's throwing himself into 2 and 3 blocks and 4 blocks, and should end up, you know, should go backwards, but he don't. He manages to. You know, his momentum and his power takes him forward, and not only takes him forward, but fans as a win as well. So I'm over the moon for him. You know, he gets better with age, and that's not coincidental. It's just a credit to his professionalism. And, you know, I've never been involved with somebody who looks after himself so much as what Mark does. You know, counting every calorie literally, and in at 6:30 every morning stretching. And you know, some of the boys laugh at it and joke over it, because it's that. You know, is that. Religious doing it, but yeah, what an athlete.
And looking at it now, you're starting to tick some boxes, aren't you, in this run? You know, this is now a very, very good run of form, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah, and you know, like I said earlier, we went on a 9-game winning run last year, and you know, lost momentum and finished in 8th, and you know, it's something I'm really conscious of this time round, that we've just got to make sure, you know, the hard work has got us here, and some talented players, but they're a really tight group, and Sean jested about it in the lead-up, and they do let people know on social media, but there is genuine friendship and a tight-knit group within the club, and I don't think that's any coincidence. It's found its way onto the field.
You're going to have some big decisions to make next week.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
Frank Pritchard was in with the fans tonight. He won't want to be in with the fans next week.
No, for sure. Look, we've all played Where's Wally. We've got Where's Frank now. Somebody told me he was coming on a supporters bus, and then he turned up on ours, so... you know, that's him. That's his personality. He's, you know, he's a big kid at heart. The players have taken to him massively, and you know, the club has, and the supporters. And not only that, he's not a bad rugby player as well.
I'm looking forward to next week, Magic Weekend.
Yeah, you know, special date in the calendar. I love the concept of Magic Weekend. I really enjoyed last year at Newcastle. I thought that, you know, their ground staff and how they looked after us was you know, really, really pleasing. As good as it's been. But we know that, you know, this is going to be a tough game. It's a derby, and it, you know, when you look at the league table, it should probably be a bit easier than it's going to suggest. But I don't think that's going to be the case. You know, I've never played in an easy derby.